Hi, this is Laura Jean Finella, singer and songwriter, coming to you from Portland, Oregon. I am recording in my bathroom studio because at Podcasters for Spotify, the Spotify podcasting recording software, I think they took it down, or at least it doesn't show up when I try to go into it. So I'm recording in Audacity, and I just recorded a song for this week, which I'm really thrilled with. I wrote again from Gabby Bernstein's Angel Guides meditation. I seem to be doing it on Tuesdays, so I had a good week this week with getting the song written down, and then Wednesday doing a composition, and then today I get up and I record the song. And I didn't really have it laid out perfectly because I was kind of lining it up in my mind where the verse was going to go, but it seems to have come out really beautifully, and I find I'm writing a lot from angels, and of course it's an angel guide meditation, so I'm hoping this isn't getting too monotonous to those who aren't into angels, but I was really pretty taken by what I got this week. And I know when I was going through healing with the worst of my injuries that I got in from 2009 really to 2011 when I was doing my Women Empowerment radio show, trying to keep me and my son safe. We had ran from abuse for so long, and so my abuser caught up with me, and I just suffered so many injuries. But after that fact, probably about 2013 is when I really remember the fact of just connecting with angels too much, and I felt like I was fighting for my life, which I probably was. I'm not trying to downplay that by any means, no matter how anyone else felt about it, but most likely that's what was happening to me. I think I was coming too close to the other side, where I was, you know, fighting to survive from the injuries. And a lot of times, you know, this can happen, and we're the only ones in our own realm dealing with this. And but this connection with angels, I guess they're called angel guides, Gabby Bernstein would say, I saw them in the same way, and I saw them not a lot, and it seems to take me a long time and harder to connect with angels. They're so cute and quick and fluttery, and it didn't feel like harmful this time, where I was way too close when I was healing from my injuries. And I just got very little glimpses of them. And where I was familiar with them, gosh, they're so sweet and cute, because they're not afraid of me, but they are really afraid. And I always have bad aura around me, and I've talked about that before. I won't get into it, but today anyway. But I am fascinated by that. I mean, they are fascinating. I'm taken by the fact that they're so sweet and that they're not afraid of me. And I wasn't really getting any message. It just seemed they loved the word dance, and they love to just fly around and move in and out. And it's just so cool. And I don't know, I just found that sweet. So I talked about them dancing, and I said perhaps dancing is sweet in its highest. And I started out with such a pretty kind of mysterious kind of angel music in the background, if you want to call it that. And then I talk about how they're not afraid, and I'm dancing with them in my mind, really, not physically, but I say I'm dancing with them. And then the chorus is so beautiful, because I say you dance in and out, which is what, you know, they were doing. And I'm assuming there was more than one, but like I said, I saw very little of them. Through the corners you slip around me, my sweet dancing angels. And they're supposed to be our angels, apparently, when we do this meditation. And I have been having a really hard time writing creatively, beautifully, and I have to say I'm pretty much convinced that Gabby's meditation really does help you write creatively. So I'm going to have Mary Morrissey, who has given me the strength to open up my eyes to this journey of healing through using these tools. And then I have Rebecca, who opens me up to the realm of creativity. And then Gabby seems to have the structure for me. And then, of course, when I need a kick in the butt, there's Brendan Burchard, and he definitely will do that for you on his podcast. So Motivation with Brendan Burchard. So I have some nice mentors that I use. Throughout the song, I talk about how I try to look to see what any song or what any idea is trying to tell me, like through a message or something, like what do I need to know, what's important, especially through the you know, the infinite realm of our life. You know, it's really important to me to respectfully connect, at least. And I don't expect to be able to connect with them wholly, but fully, I should say. But I really don't get messages except a dance. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. And I mean, I really, when I got the word dance, there was the word heaven when I released my last song. And so I don't know, is that something to release this song to? But I did one recording, it came out really good. And of course I have problems when I try to go up in my voice, but my deepest part of my voice seems to be the most beautiful, so I hold on to that. And if I'm going to have issues in my life, with my life in general, then I just have to hold on to that and realize that, you know, no matter where I go, let's say to sing somewhere, that's going to be my issue. So to just focus on the fact that I have strength and the deepness of my voice, and just hold on to that, because I think we all, as performers in some way, are always going to have the element of trying to stay in that perfect phase of performance. And, you know, life just doesn't let us do that because of our environment around us. And so I think if we just hold on to the most positive parts of us, then, you know, we're still being successful. So I'm just really, really pleased with this song. I want to thank Blue Torch Radio in Australia and Martina Dorner over at Twitter, Lori Finella, for them playing me these past couple weeks for Blue Torch and past week for Martina. She put me in a beautiful, beautiful SoundCloud playlist with last week's song, where I could really see my voice had more freedom to go up in tone, but that's okay. You know, some weeks, you know, I have a little more freedom in my space to record and it's more comfortable for me, but so I'm really, really grateful to that, and it's been really a hot week. I've been staying in the last couple days, so this is ideal for me to be able to get my podcast done perfectly for you. So I hope you enjoyed this week's song, and I am going to continue searching through my angels, and let's see what I come up with next week. So take care and stay safe. Lori Jean Finella, singer-songwriter.